Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for January 17th, 2019. I'm Rich Strappolino. Haveb and Pwn founder Troy Hunt published a blog post outlining a dataset seen on the file-sharing service Mega that he calls Collection Number 1, a set of over 772 million unique email addresses and 21 million unique passwords, combining to a total of 1.16 billion email password combinations. The collection seems to be a compilation of many smaller data breaches going back to at least 2015 and allegedly includes over 2,000 databases of dehashed passwords. Collection number one includes over 140 million new email addresses previously not seen by Have I Been Pwned, so it may be worth checking out if you were affected. In an op-ed piece for Time magazine, Apple CEO Tim Cook called on the U.S. Federal Trade Commission to establish a data broker clearinghouse. He further specified that this would require registration of data brokers, allow consumers to track their data transactions, and provide an easy online way for consumers to permanently delete their data. He also outlined principles that should guide comprehensive U.S. privacy regulation, including the rights to have personal data minimized, to know what is being collected, the ability to access, collect, and delete data, as well as the right to have the data be secure. In a book from MIT Press called Fixing a Hole, The Labor Market for Bugs, data shows that only the elite make money from bug bounty programs. The top 1% of bug hunters find an average of 0.87 bugs a month and earn $34,000 a year. The book argues that making bug bounty programs invite-only reduces the cost of managing trivial, non-issue, and duplicate bugs while motivating the researchers that actually provide valuable reports. The group video chat service Houseparty announced that the mobile game Heads Up will be available inside the app. Users can play for free, and additional word packs will also be available for 99 cents, with revenue split between Houseparty and the Heads Up developer Impending. According to Houseparty COO Seema Sistani, the company has plans to integrate more games into the app and hopes to generate revenue through sales rather than advertising. Microsoft says it's going to separate Cortana from search in the Windows 10 taskbar. You'll be able to get a separate experience for text versus voice searches. Microsoft also announced that they'll be holding a press event at Mobile World Congress Sunday, February 24th at 5 p.m. CET, featuring Satya Nadella, Cloud VP Julia White, and technical fellow Alex Kitman. Kitman works closely with the HoloLens project, so that's the best guess what the announcement will be about. Sources tell CNBC that Apple has had talks with three private Medicare plans about subsidizing its Apple Watch for people over 65 to use as a health tracker. Currently, the older model watch goes for $279, with the latest version of the device having new health features, including fall detection and an electrocardiogram to measure the heart's rhythm that goes for $399. Facebook open-sourced its mobile image compression software library under a new project called Spectrum. Spectrum can be integrated into iOS and Android apps, with Facebook claiming a 15% reduction of file size while maintaining quality. The project carries an MIT license, and code is available on GitHub. And finally, Google announced that it will be increasing pricing for G Suite services for the first time since launching in 2006. G Suite Basic Edition will increase $1 to $6 per user per month, while G Suite Business Edition increases $2 to $12 per user per month. Pricing for G Suite's enterprise offering remains unchanged. The new pricing goes into effect April 2nd, 2019, so it appears to be no joke. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.